Now, do you remember back to your maybe grade school years or very young, early years when you might have just felt like you didn't fit in, you didn't belong, a friend didn't like you, or a group of friends shunned you? And sometimes those experiences leave an indelible print on our minds, and we can draw wrong conclusions that can make us stay up at night and cry, or make it so that we just feel like we're clueless. We don't know how to make friends or how to become a good friend. Here is an email I received from a fairly young person, 14 years old, who's struggling with that type of situation that almost all of us go through at some point in our lives. Hi, Dr. Kenner. My name is Carrie and I'm 14 years old. Lately, I've been feeling really down and alone. I feel that my friends don't like me and that no one cares about me. Sometimes I cry at night just thinking about it. I used to be really self-conscious and I had low self-confidence in primary school. I told my mom how I feel, but she didn't care at all, and things are still the same. I want some help, but I don't know where to go, so I went on the internet and came here. Can you give me some advice? Thanks, Carrie. Carrie, you are doing something that is so great for yourself right now. You are being your own best friend. Instead of just sitting quietly and crying every night, you're thinking things have to be better. And you went on the internet and you had the courage to reach out and know that about yourself. That is one of your strengths, because with that strength itself, you are going to get over this. You are going to be able to make friends in the future. You will need some skills, so I'll help you with that. So first, maybe it's possible that you could talk with a teacher that you feel a little close with at school, or a counselor. Maybe you have a counselor at school, and if you like the counselor, not everyone's the same. Not everyone has the chemistry that you feel is supportive. Maybe they can help you. Maybe they even offer cognitive therapy or therapy. I mention cognitive therapy because it will teach you skills. I learned many skills that I never had on how to become a friend, how to make friends, and how to, number one, be your own best friend, which is going to be the strongest advice I can give you today. Because even if you go through a lull in friendships or someone betrays you or hurt you, if you're your own best friend, if you're like you want your mother to be towards you know, supportive, loving, cherishing you, if you can do that for yourself rather than beat up on yourself, which most of us do in those moments, you are so far ahead of the game, Carrie. So it's very sad when I hear situations where a mom doesn't seem to be plugged into her own kid's emotion. She doesn't seem to be there. And there are times when all of us feel teary or down or lonely, when our confidence is low, or when we feel like something's gone wrong with friends. I certainly had a time like that when I was in fourth grade. I was a shy kid, and over the course of 2 days, my friends in the play yard, when we used to go out for recess, started turning against me. And they didn't say mean things to me, they just stopped talking. That's weird. You know, you're playing jump rope, or in those days we played jacks and jump ropes. We didn't have iPhones and computers and whatnot. And suddenly to have them walk away from me, to shun me as if, I don't know, as if I looked like I was wearing a chicken costume or something. I don't know. They just walked away. And I found out later that the popular friend that I had, who lived right on my block, had told them that they had an option. They could be friends with her or me, but not both. And man, I would have liked to be friends with her rather than me, because I was shy. So I didn't know how to be my own best friend. So that resolved fairly quickly because I had a mom and dad who saw me crying or saw me sad and became concerned, and I told them what was happening. They spoke with the teacher. The teacher kept all the girls except me after class and told them, hey, cut it out. this type of behavior is never permitted. And I think some of the girls felt trapped. They really wanted to talk with me, but they felt bullied. So had my parents not stepped in to support me, I could have drawn. I could have been at risk of drawing some really self-sabotaging conclusions, Carrie, that no one wants to be my friend, no one cares about me, or I'll never have friends, that my mom and dad don't care about me, or that I'm unlovable. So, you know, I would have been in the situation you're feeling a bit now, just sad and alone, and maybe that I wouldn't be able to trust friends or that I don't belong. So fast forward many years. Now I'm a clinical psychologist, and I know all of those types of thoughts are called, in my greatest Rhode Island accent, stinking thinking or stinking thinking. And you can change the way you feel by changing the way you think. For example, Carrie, if you drew a different conclusion, maybe you, with regards to your mother, you thought, you know, I didn't get the best of mother. She's a bit clueless. Maybe she's on overload or she doesn't know how to be a supportive parent. So I need to learn how to support myself. You would feel better about yourself. If you look at your friends and say, you know, they all don't think alike. Each person is an individual. I bet there are a few that I can befriend, or maybe I don't like this particular group and it's time for me to look elsewhere. That's actually what I did. I found better friends, kids who were not so much popular, but they were smart, and I went in a very different direction in life. So let me give you some tips. Number one, it's important to take stock of your own strengths. And if you say, I don't have any, think a little deeper. You're 14 years old. Think of times when you had a good day with a friend. Maybe you played a board game or had some good laughs. Look at your strengths. Then you want to be your own best friend. That's your one lifetime friend that you can always have. Learn to be good to yourself. What you say to yourself matters. Then you can learn friendship skills. I'm sitting here with a little book, 10 Simple Solutions to Shyness, that go through a lot of skills, becoming a good listener, sharing good times, funny stories with one another. And you want to avoid friendship turnoffs like hogging the conversation or envious gossip. So you can start by being your own best friend. I know I've turned my life around. I know you can do it too, Carrie. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness, toll free 1-877-DRKENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Growing up means gaining independence from your parents and setting the terms for your own life. Make it clear, tactfully and firmly, that your partner comes first. Your parents have no right to expect you to share all their values or spend all your free time with them. If their feelings are hurt by your desire for independence, the fault lies with their unreasonable expectations, not with you. This point applies even more strongly if one or more of the parents or in-laws are critical or abusive. Some experts recommend ignoring such abuse or discouraging your partner for standing up to an intrusive or disrespectful parent. We strongly disagree.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com and buy it at amazon.com.